Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Continuing on the topic on the midah of kas, of anger. We know that anger is a very powerful midah, a very powerful concept. Sometimes in the Torah, we find the lashon, instead of kas, we find the word chema. Chema also sounds like a very powerful word, a powerful, upset, angry, very powerful concept. It's similar to the word chama. Chama, the sun, same letters, which is obviously a very powerful strength up there in the sky. It brightens the whole world. So too anger. Anger is a very powerful concept. How does someone become angry? So, generally speaking, when a person has a certain expectation, he anticipates that something will happen. He wants to join the team. He wants to be treated fairly. He wants himself to reach a certain goal, to accomplish a certain feat, and he falls short of that goal, or he is not treated as he anticipated he would be treated. That is when a person becomes upset, when he doesn't achieve that goal which he would like to have reached. That is what causes a person to be upset. So how does a person who has anger stop that anger? What is the method to take away, to eradicate anger from a person? So it's important to understand that there are three different ways that anger manifests itself in a person. The first way is through a person's thought, through his thought process. Then it goes through his speech. And finally, it goes through the person's actions. In order to eradicate anger, a person has to first take it away from his actions. Don't pick up that chair. Don't throw it at him. Stop the anger in your actions. Once that can be accomplished, he can take away the anger from his speech. He can lower his tone of voice. He can use more appropriate words in his speech. And finally, once that is accomplished, the person can eradicate anger from his thoughts, and then he will have achieved that process of taking away the anger from himself. Mitzvah Hashem, we should all be able to take away the anger, eradicate our anger, any anger which we may have, and this will hopefully help us to become more serene, more calm, and more praiseworthy, and more accomplished in our avodas Hashem. Have a great day.